Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. All four of Long Island's Republican congressmen voted for Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson for Speaker yesterday, as the House GOP elected him after rejecting three others during more than 3 weeks of intra-party division. Tom Brune reports on Newsday.com that Representatives Andrew Garbarino of Bayport, Anthony D'Esposito of Island Park, Nick LaLota of Amityville, who represents the East End, and George Santos of Nassau and Queens joined the standing ovation for Johnson after Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican from Schuylerville, New York, the Republican caucus chair, introduced him. Johnson, 51, will face an early test as House Speaker in negotiations with the White House and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the senior Democrat from New York, over government funding that expires November 17th, $105 billion in supplemental funding for Israel and Ukraine, and 2024 appropriations. When I meet with him, I will convey that bipartisanship is the only way we can deliver results for the American people, Senator Schumer said on Wednesday. Garbarino, D'Esposito, and LaLota said they had spoken with Johnson after he won the nomination for Speaker in the House Republican Conference Tuesday night. Mike Johnson understands New York priorities, and I look forward to working with him as the next Speaker, Congressman Garbarino said in a statement. Congressman LaLota posted a note on social media calling Johnson a common-sense conservative who can unite the House GOP and get us back to work for the American people. As the clock ticked past 10 p.m., a Southampton Board of Education work session drew to a close on Tuesday night after trustees and administrators listened to, and in some cases pushed back against, hours of frustrated feedback and fiery accusations hurled by members of the Shinnecock Nation. Michelle Trowering reports on 27East.com that the special meeting, prompted by public outrage during a Board of Education meeting on March 7th, mirrored many of those initial complaints, which pointed to alleged wrongdoings over money allocation, professional conduct, student discipline, and other issues. At its height, close to 70 people crammed into the Southampton Intermediate School's music room, swelling from its initial 40 or so attendees, and quickly became standing room only. An additional 45 viewers tuned in online. The nearly four-hour-long meeting started with what some Shinnecock community members called a data dump by the district, numbers tracking the ethnic and racial breakdown of staff and students, attendance, special education placements, in-school and out-of-school suspension rates, and more, which set the tone for almost an hour until public comments began. More than 20 speakers took to the podium. Among the last speakers was Shinnecock member Serena Lee, who works as a security guard for the district. Facing the board members, she told them that she, a graduate of Southampton High School, was hurt by their refusal to acknowledge Shinnecock history. Quote, "We are smart, intelligent people. Otherwise, we still wouldn't be here. We taught you something," she said. "We taught you how to survive in our land. Give it back by educating us so we can maintain our sovereignty." She called for education about Shinnecock culture in the Southampton School District. After appearing to slow down this spring, Long Island home prices picked up steam during the summer months, reaching new highs in the third quarter, according to new data released today. The median sale price on Long Island, excluding the East End, rose 3.2% to $640,000 during the quarter compared with the same period in 2022. Now, this is data from brokerage Douglas Elliman and appraisal firm Miller Samuel. Jonathan LaMancia reports on Newsday.com that Long Island set price records across every subcategory the report measures. The median price for Nassau County, Suffolk County, single-family homes, and condos all hit new highs in the third quarter. While sellers are receiving top dollar, there are far fewer of them than in years past. The number of sales on Long Island, excluding the East End, fell 17.1% during the third quarter compared with a year ago. Meanwhile, on the East End, on the South Fork, the Hamptons, if you will, the median price dropped 11.4% to $1,417,500 in the third quarter, down from a record $1.6 million in the third quarter of 2022. The number of sales in the Hamptons fell 13.2% from a year earlier. Jonathan Miller, CEO of Miller Samuel, said he views last year's record high median price as an outlier and noted that the third quarter median price still represents a 65% increase from the third quarter of 2019. Early voting begins this Saturday in New York State, and East End voters can vote at any of the 27 polling places in Suffolk County through November 5th. Election Day itself is Tuesday, November 7th. Beth Young in East End Beacon reports that polls at all Suffolk locations will be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 28th through the 30th. That's this coming Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. From 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on October 31st and November 1st. That's next Tuesday and Wednesday. Then noon to 8 p.m. on November 2nd and November 3rd. And 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. November 4th and 5th. This year, there are six locations on the East End, some of which have changed from previous years. The voting site in South Old Town is now the town's recreation center at 970 Peconic Lane in Peconic. In Riverhead, Riverhead site is now the American Legion post at 273. That's at 89 Hubbard Avenue in Riverhead. An additional site has been added at St. Mark's Episcopal Church at 40 Main Street in West Hampton Beach. In Southampton, the Stony Brook University Southampton Campus Student Activity Center will continue to be an early voting site. The median home price on Long Island, excluding the East End, rose 3.2% to $640,000 in the third quarter, according to a Douglas Elliman and Miller Samuel report released today. The median sale on southeastern Long Island, the Hamptons, was $1,417,500, 11.4% lower than the same period a year ago. The North Fork median price rose 2.1% to $999,950 in the third quarter. The North Fork has seen prices soar since the pandemic started. Back in the third quarter of 2019, the median sale on the North Fork went for $629,000. The Tuckahoe Common School District is in the early stages of contemplating the construction of a new high school that could be a fresh start for some Shinnecock Nation students, following a trend of poor test scores, repeated accusations of racism, and claims of mistreatment at Southampton High School. We're right at the very beginning stages of finding out what this would be, and nothing is going to happen without the Tuckahoe community's approval, school superintendent Len Skugovic said on Tuesday. So I don't want anyone thinking that this is going anywhere until it's something they want, end quote. Michelle Trowering reports on 27East.com that the first step is a feasibility study, the administrator explained. And while the Tuckahoe Common School District is currently exploring its options, it does not have a plan yet in place. But despite the preliminary nature of discussions, Shinnecock leaders stress that momentum is growing and the high school could someday be a reality. According to New York State Assemblyman Fred W. Thiel Jr., there are three ways to build a high school for Tuckahoe. The first is to merge with another school district, a move that failed at the polls in 2014 when Tuckahoe and Southampton had proposed a merger. The second is to dissolve the current common school district, which only allows for pre-K through 8th grade, and recreate it as a union-free school district, which include high schools, he said. And the final option would be a redesignation as a union-free school district, requiring authorization from the state legislature. Among more than 700 school districts in New York State, only 21 of them are common school districts. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.